This was a story that my husband discovered, actually. I think he saw a poster on a telephone pole or outside of a shop, and he thought, this is right up Emily's alley. And I got to be honest, I don't have a love for wrestling. I think a lot of people assume that I have a direct connection to these guys, and that's actually the reason I pursued the project, is because I don't know anything about them. So what interested me is that these guys offered something that I could relate to, which was family and brotherhood.
Well, let's look at a couple of the photos. Why don't you pick out one that you think has a great story behind it?
So this is backstage, and when I say backstage, it's really the stage that's just enclosed by a tent. And I look at this photo and I think, what a bunch of misfits. I mean, it's great. These guys, they're all dressed up, they're ready to go, they're kind of in between states of dress, makeup application. There's a wall of, what is that, wilderness wallpaper with deer on it. It's just...
Yeah, it looks like one of those backdrops from school photos in the 80s where you could get like a nature backdrop. I mean, this is clearly fake, but meant to look like some nature scene where the deer just happened to... A herd of deer are standing there watching these wrestlers.
Exactly. I mean, I remember peeling back the curtain for the first time, and you've got this nature wallpaper with the deer, and then an old beat-up upright piano on the side, and then just a bunch of guys in spandex. And I said, this is a visual gift, and this is going to be a great project.
Do they take themselves seriously, or do they know that this is pretty funny in some ways?
There's an intense level of humor. I mean, they take it seriously in that they are extremely athletic and physical in what they do, and they're very, very well trained. But their characters are hilarious, and they own those characters, and the characters shift from heroes to villains and back again. And what they give the crowd is, they just give so much of themselves to the crowd.
Remind us where this is, because I didn't even know there was semi-pro wrestling in Vermont.
Neither did I. And actually, when we were setting up the gallery, a woman came in, just kind of poked her head around the corner and said, is this in the United States? And I had to laugh. I said, yeah, it's in St. Albans. So this was at the former Moose Lodge in St. Albans, which is now closed. But they set up their ring once a month, and they put on a show on a Saturday night, and I think tickets are $10. And maybe 50 to 100 people show up, and it's just a real... strong sense of camaraderie and support as these regular guys and girls transform once they enter the ring.
Do they make any money doing this?
No. As one, I think one of the quotes here says, you will never pay your mortgage with your wrestling payout.
Wrestling does not make you any money in the independent circuit. You can sell pictures, you can sell souvenirs, you can make enough to cover your costs. But you're never going to be paying your mortgage with professional wrestling payouts.
So this is Mark LaRoche, and he was the owner of Slam All-Star Wrestling at the time of the story. He's a regular guy with a family and kid and a regular job, but he transforms into Northern Stud, and that is Stud with two Ds.
Of course.
Of course. And he dons his... black and gold spandex and his black and gold boots, like you can see here. There's a great clip I can share with you where he talks about how he has a hairy chest.
So when I developed my character, I was like, what can I do with my character that's going to put me in a position where I can win championship belts? Because that was one of my big goals. I developed a character that wore black and gold. I figured that would go good with the championship belt. And also, I have a hairy chest, and I was like, boy, I have a couple choices I can take. Use that to my advantage, or I can shave it all off like the rest of the guys and have to maintain that forever. But instead of doing that, I just kind of let my chest hair be shown, and, you know, I'm the Northern Stud. That's part of my thing.
For people who follow this stuff, I mean, there are rabid fans of pro wrestling. They love the characters, they love the outfits, the over-the-top wrestling, the over-the-top storylines that go along with it. You don't necessarily think of a Moose Lodge in St. Albans as having that same kind of draw, but were the fans really into it?
They were incredibly into it. There was such an energy in that humble space that really surprised me. I walked in at the very beginning while they're setting up, people are milling about, and it was just empty, with the exception of the moose head on the wall. But as people started filling in and ordering food, a glass of beer, the cheering was just wild. And they're cheering for their dads, and they're cheering for their girlfriends and their moms that are up there performing as they watch these regular people just transform into these amazing characters.
How do they have time to practice? I mean, if these are regular guys with families and jobs, are they getting together to practice their moves before they put it in front of the audience and the fans?
They did get together to practice. They would set up the ring in advance, and they could practice in the actual performance space at the Moose Lodge. But there were camps, there's wrestling camps, and some of the guys taught at the wrestling camps and were participants. So there's a whole network out there, and it extends beyond Vermont and certainly beyond St. Albans and Franklin County. There's guys coming over from Whitehall, from Plattsburgh. So there's a really strong network around the Northeast. I'm not sure that they can parlay this into a full-blown WWE professional career, but that's also not the goal for a lot of these guys.
What is the goal? Just have fun?
To have fun. Yeah, they talk about how this is, that the locker room is a real brotherhood, because you have to trust your life in the hands of somebody else. Because even if the storylines are fictional and there's a bit of acting up there, the physical aspect of wrestling is absolutely real. And these guys are flipping and jumping and pinning each other on the mat, and it's dangerous. So to have a true friendship and respect both in and out of the ring is paramount to the success and safety of this wrestling group.
These are people that you go into the ring with, and there's several instances in a match where your life is in their hands. These people, you form quite a bond with them when you're in there performing these moves, because you have to trust them. If you go into to take a maneuver and you're worried about it and you're kind of panicking going into it, you're only going to make the situation worse. Both of you could get hurt in that situation. So you really got to trust the person you're working with.
Well, speaking of safety, I was going to ask you, are they just relying on whatever health insurance they have from their, you know, regular office jobs to cover any knee injuries or torqued backs?
A few of them were hospitalized in years past and have been hospitalized since, and It's a risk. It's a huge risk, but it's a love of theirs. And that's something that not a lot of people can relate to. I know certainly I had a hard time thinking of putting myself in harm's way purely for entertainment. But that's also what I was so drawn to.
So you mentioned that the Moose Lodge is closed, and you have talked about Mark LaRoche as the former owner. So what's happened?
That I don't really know. I'm still trying to sort that out, but there's been some changes in ownership over the years. And Mark at the time was hoping to wrestle up until age 40, I think. And he was maybe 36 or 37 at the time. So he was nearing retirement anyway.
Well, Emily, thank you for showing me around. I really appreciate it. And it's a pretty enthralling exhibit about, as you said, a deep dive into a culture that perhaps not many people in Vermont even knew existed.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.